Good morning. Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. How may I help you this morning?
Yes, I have a little bit of a problem. Okay, I was just talking to somebody. I had gotten two emails. One, okay, first of all, I got this health regimens, the pills and the cleanse, okay, both of these items. Okay, I paid the shipping and handling. And I called, and they had taken out $89.95, and they refunded me $67.24. Okay, so they shorted me by $22. Then turned around after I told them I didn't want anything else from nothing, to cancel everything, and they took out $87.43. And she says, she told me when I called her that was a mistake. It was a error or some of some sort in the computer. So I said, okay. And then she goes, we will refund the money back to you. So I got a cancellation number and the employee's name and everything. And I still haven't seen that refund, the $87.43. And I said she was going to send me the email again to tell me. So when she sends the email through, the first email said refund of the $67.24, which I received the refund of the $67.24. The second one said the $87.43. It didn't say refund. It said void. And I wanted to make sure that it's done right and that it's refunded, not voided, because they've taken the money, so they need to refund it back.
Okay.
My first email
What's
that
your
I
firm
got the
last name?
money, the 67, said, okay, Peralta, Peralta.
All right, and verify your shipping address for me.
It's 1685 KNOLLWOOD Drive, apartment 589, Mobile, Alabama 36609.
Okay, thank you. All right, so looking at the count, the complex keto burn and the complex keto cleanse. So I do see where everything was canceled on the 26th. Okay, so when it says, first off, when it says void, the reason why they voided the payment is because it was the same day that you called in. So they voided that payment. So when they void that payment, what that means is that it's not going to come out in your account. Even if it's pending, once it stopped pending, it's just going to fall back off in there like it never came out. So that's what they did.
Well, it
So
did come out. It did come out. They took $87.43 out.
did you get the refund? Because you should have got it.
No, I didn't. I only got the $67.24 refund from the $89.95 the first time they took it out. In other words, they took it out for each thing, one for the pills and one for the cleanse. Okay. I paid shipping and handling for these. I did not know that there was some kind of that there were, I read it pretty careful, and there was nothing on there that said that they were going to continue and bill me. So when they first took out, they took out $89.95, and I called them. I said, no, this is not going to happen. They refused to give me back my $89.95, so they compromised with me back and forth until they said, okay, we'll give you back $67. So I took it at the time. I said, you know, okay, fine, whatever. So I lost $20, but they gave me that back within 3 days because it said refunded. Well, then as soon as I got that money back, maybe a day or two later, another one comes out, but it doesn't say regimens. It says cleanse. So they did it for each bottle, in other words. So I had two come out, one came back, the other one hasn't. The 8743 is gone from my account. And they said it's going to be 3 to 5 business days. But the thing I'm concerned about is they put void. They didn't put return. So yeah, void for anything further going out of my account. But they still took 8743 for the cleanse thing, the cleanse one. And that's the one that they need to refund back. And they say, oh, it'll be 3 to 5 days. But it's not going to be 3 to 5 days because they think it's voided for anything else. In other words, I need it to say refund, not void,
Well, it's going to
because I
say
need my
void because,
$87.43 back.
well, it's going to say void because that's the way they did it. I can't change that because that's what they did when you called in. So it's nothing that I can do about them voiding the payment back. And that was on the 28th when they actually, now with them voiding the payment back, instead of just processing it has to be refunded, because sometimes if it's the same day that charge come out, the system is not going to let us refund it. It's going to let us void the payment out, meaning once it stopped pending in your bank.
2 days before they took it out. They took it out on the 25th on a Monday.
Okay, so
I'm telling you, I woke up.
Okay, so within 3 to 5 business days, check your account and it'll be in there as a refund.
I hope so, because it says void, and I don't want to make sure that I'm going to get. So on Friday, it would be 5 business days.
Correct.
Monday to Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if I don't get anything on there, then we need to redo this for refund, because I'm not going to go without that $87. I was very shocked when I woke up in the morning and there was nothing there. It wiped my account out.
Yes, ma'am. I understand that. But, yeah, you'll get it back.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a wonderful morning.
All right.